And now, it's time for another edition of the soon-to-be award-winning segment, People Say the Darndest Things About Sports.
What did you say?
With your host, Junior Miller.
Okay, I always do this. I wait too long between editions, and I get a lot of these that stack up. So I apologize that I may not get to all of them, but we haven't done this since April. So some of these will go back in time a little bit, but a lot of them are recent from football season. Examples of people saying the darndest things about sports. P1 Don starts us off. After surviving the exhausting Cowboys-Giants flag fest, my wife, who is knowledgeable about sports, was watching the Sunday night game with me. One of the quarterbacks got stood up and tried to throw the ball away, but they called him down. Wife, did they just say he was in the grass? Me, what? They said the quarterback was in the grass. Me, no, in the grasp.
Never heard that one before.
That would
grass.
Be an odd call. P1 Mark, I was driving home on the day that the hardline was trying to process the Micah Parsons trade when my wife calls me and asks how my day went. I said the Cowboys, just like the Mavericks, just traded away their best player and that it was the worst year in the history of Dallas sports. She said, man, do you think these people are blackmailing Texas and saying, give me your best players or we will tell the world your secrets?
What does that mean?
That's a crazy theory, but I don't know. I guess we should investigate that.
He said, I laughed and responded with, who are these people?
These people.
They were both traded to different teams. I don't think there's a mass conspiracy against the state of Texas, let alone two different Dallas sports teams. She said, you're laughing because you know it's true.
Oh, yeah. She's got that point.
All right, P1 Nathan, I told my wife about the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, and I wanted to start watching it. She asked what it was about, and I said, their rise and fall in the 90s and where they are today. She said, I want to watch it too. Don't watch without me. So she was excited, and I thought of some of the stories that she might like, and I said, it goes into the Michael Irvin story and his cocaine and party days. So I pull up a picture of Michael with the mink coat on, and she said, oh, my God, what was he thinking? So fast forward to that evening, and she goes, can we start watching the Cowboys documentary right now? So we put it on. We start watching. She grabs my arm and says, okay, so earlier when you were talking about a Cowboys documentary, I didn't realize it was the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. I said, what? You thought it was about Western Cowboys? And she's laughing, saying yes. And she said, yeah, and I was really surprised about this black cowboy with a mink coat getting busted with strippers and cocaine.
He sure was a flamboyant cowboy.
So funny. You got to be specific. It's a Dallas Cowboys documentary. P1 Phil, I was talking to my girlfriend about my fantasy football draft coming up, and she asked if I was going to draft Troy Aikman. I told her he didn't play anymore, and she said, I know, but it's fantasy. You can draft whoever you want, right?
Okay. All right.
P1 Jason, my wife is, like many women, a newfound football fan due to Taylor Swift and Mr. Kelce. We were watching the Eagles-Chiefs game, and the Chiefs scored a late touchdown. They're down 10 to bring the game to within 3. First nomination is that she was questioning why the point after was only worth 1 point and not 3. So a lot of new football fans do get that confused because a field goal is 3.
No, yeah. Good question.
Next come the onside kick as the Chiefs have no timeouts left and 3 minutes on the game clock. And I say, well, you know what's coming next, right? And she said, yeah, the tush push.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's got to be next.
P1 Carter watching the Texas Tech game, and Baron Morton, the starting quarterback who wears number 2, was questionable after a minor injury in the previous game. He's throwing on the field before the game, and it's mentioned that he will start. My father-in-law says, is Morton QB1 today? Me, yes. I look at my wife, who looks totally confused, and says, then why is he wearing number 2? Me, must just be one of those weird West Texas things. P1 Daniel, it's 11 o'clock on a Friday, and the U.S. Open tennis tournament is on. On ESPN's Crawl, it shows the title promoting the Catholics versus Convicts 30 for 30. But the tennis match is on.
Okay.
Yet on the bottom of the screen, it says Catholics versus Convicts. My wife is confused and asks why the Catholics and Convicts are playing each other in tennis.
Yeah. Why are they going to settle this thing on the tennis court?
She says, do they do this a lot, or is this a one-time deal?
That's just something between the church and the prison system. They just.
And then she asks, do convicts have practice courts?
Practice courts.
He said, Lord, what a great 10 minutes it was. We were both cry laughing when I told her what was actually going on.
Do they have practice courts?
P1 Parker, first full weekend of college football. I have the Alabama at Florida State game on with my 3-year-old daughter. I ask her who's going to win, the Alabama Crimson Tide or the Florida State Seminoles, and she responds, the cinnamon rolls.
She was right.
She thought it was amazing that a team shared a mascot with one of her favorite breakfast items. P1 Doogie, who, of course, used to work with us here at the station, the great Doug Anderson. He said, I told my wife, next year my buddy Robert wants me to go to the Indianapolis 500 with him. She responded, oh, that's exciting. Where is that?
It's in New York.
It's in Fort Worth.
P1 Steve, I've been a P1 since 2000. All three of my sons are P1s as well. And one of my grandsons also listens with me. Another one of my grandsons pitches for Melissa High School and in the playoffs. He sent this back in the spring. He's had some shoulder pain, and there's been talk of him potentially needing surgery. My wife and I were talking, and she asked me what the recovery time was for that Jimmy John surgery anyway.
It's a sandwich surgery.
My sandwich just fell apart.
Of course, me and my son crack up, and we tell her it's Tommy John surgery. And by the way, he has a bad shoulder, and Tommy John is for the elbow. And finally, this is going back to hockey season, but I thought this was a really funny one. P1 Jeff. He says it's on the day between Game 1 and Game 2 of the Stars playing in the Western Conference Finals. Wife, are the Stars on tonight? Me, no, they play tomorrow night. Wife, so they're on a break. Me, well, they played last night and they play tomorrow night. Wife, so they're on a break then. Me, yeah. Yes, dear, they're on a break.
One day break.
They play hockey and it's only 2 days.
When it's just a day off in a series, it's not really
it's
a break.
Yeah.
But
these guys beat the heck out of each other.
They were going back and forth. So those are the darndest things that people say about sports. If you have any submissions, you can email me at juniormiller@mindspring.com.